Accent Alert.
English accents from around the world.
The Scottish accent. There are many interesting features of the Scottish accent. For example, it can be quite sing-songy as it goes up and down a bit. The R's are rolled quite a lot, so they sound stronger and longer than in an English accent. For example, we say hurry up and we make arrangements, whereas an English person would say hurry up or make arrangements. In words such as loch, as in Loch Ness, we also have quite a harsh kind of Germanic sound. Also, some words are pronounced with more syllables. For example, we say girl rather than girl, and film instead of film. There are some differences with the vowel sounds too. For example, you becomes ye, and we say bath instead of the English way of saying it with a long ah sound, bath. And we use the oo sound in words such as brun or coo, as opposed to the ow sound that English speakers might use, brown or cow. So instead of saying how now brown cow, we'd say something like who knew brun coo. Other characteristics of the accent are that people commonly contract negative forms differently. For example, instead of saying can't, you might hear canny and dinny instead of didn't. There are also many special words, phrases and expressions in Scottish English. For example, we say aye rather than yes, and wee to mean little or small. Daft means silly, and bairns or weans are children. And to greet is to cry. A kirk is a church. Incidentally, the words bairns, greet and kirk are actually Norwegian words. To blether is to chat, and the noun a blether is someone who talks a lot. When I was at school, my teachers used to tell me to stop blethering and get on with your work. On the East Coast, you might hear someone say, do you ken what I mean? Which means, do you know what I mean? In Glasgow, we tend to use the words pure and dead to emphasise things, such as that film was pure brilliant, or it's been dead cold this winter. Now, I'm going to tell you a story in my best Scottish accent. It's the story of Greyfriars Bobby, and it's a true Scottish legend. Bobby was a wee Skye terrier who lived in Edinburgh in the 1800s. He was the faithful companion of a policeman called John Grey. The story goes that John and his wee dog Bobby were inseparable. They went everywhere together and were the best of friends until Grey fell ill with tuberculosis and passed away in February 1858. He was buried in Greyfriars Kirkyard in Edinburgh's old town. Bobby was extremely loyal and missed John so much that he spent the rest of his life sitting by his master's grave. When Bobby finally died in 1872, 14 years later, he was buried just inside the gate of Greyfriars Kirkyard, nearby John Grey. If you ever go to Edinburgh, you can see a statue of Bobby at the corner of Edinburgh's Candlemaker Row and George IV Bridge.